Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with a special guest, and actually a new position with the Baltimore Orioles and probably around baseball. It is the instant replay coordinator we'll go with. Adam Gladstone's with us. He has that job with the team. Adam, thank you for coming on. And it's interesting. This is the first year of this position, obviously. How did you get this job with the Orioles?
I would say it's probably a couple-month process. You know, certainly following the changes in Major League Baseball with the new rules with instant replay. One of the things that I thought was, with my background as an umpire for 4 years, going to umpire school, umpiring professionally, could that be an asset for the Orioles organization and for Buck? And last December, had lunch with Dan Duquette before the winter meetings. I expressed my interest. He said, look, that's great. We'll see what Buck's thoughts are. And Buck was obviously adamant about the fact of bringing someone in, it turns out, with some similar experiences that I've had in my background. But just as important, it was something that or someone that Buck wanted to bring in who he felt could be comfortable in the clubhouse. Buck's very cautious of who he brings into the clubhouse. And one of the things that helped me was the company that Chris Hoyles and I had. We put on a celebrity hunting trip. Nick Markakis was one of the guys that went on one of our hunts. And Nick called Buck on my behalf and said, hey, listen, I don't know if Adam can do the job or not, but he's certainly someone that you can at least bring in to the clubhouse and can fit into the clubhouse. And that's, you know, from that point on, it was just the opportunity to work with Buck, to go to spring training and listen to how he wanted things done, and then be able to use some of my experiences to help really become the part of his eyes and ears and John Russell's eyes and ears to see how we can benefit the Orioles when it comes to instant replay.
I do think it's important for people to understand your almost entire professional life has been spent in a variety of components of baseball. You have run independent clubs. You've been a professional umpire. You've been in the broadcasting side. So being around the game in every facet is nothing new for Adam Gladstone.
No, it's not. I mean, hopefully that's not it's not indicative of me not keeping a job for a long time. But I've always, look, I knew at a very early age after going to Boys Latin and playing, you know, 4 years of RC baseball, Boys Latin, my career in professional baseball wasn't going to be as a player. And I needed to find something else that would allow me to be around the game. And umpiring took me to a level that I would have never reached on the field. But more importantly, that helped me learn at an early age how to deal with professional athletes, how to deal with the professional side of the business. So, yeah, I think you take everything that you've been exposed to and hopefully use it for a good cause.
The umpiring component's important here because it speaks to a certain knowledge of rules, which is what you're getting into to some degree here. Here's what's interesting about your current job. The rules are very ambiguous. They're open-ended. It's new for everybody this year. We saw this the other night with a play at Adam Jones on a pickoff play at first base. I've seen the replay several times. I know you've seen it about 1,000 times. We're still trying to figure that one out, and no one's batting 1,000 with this. And that includes the umpires on the field, the manager, you, everyone's trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, one of the things that Buck and I and John Russell talked about back in spring training was this is going to be a work in progress. And as long as we went into this with the philosophy of we're going to evolve with this just as Major League Baseball evolves with this, then we'll be okay. And we've seen that. We've seen some rules that started in the beginning of the year that a month or two into the season, Major League Baseball said, hey, listen, just like the, you know, the plays at second base of when do you have possession of the baseball? When do you consider yourself transferring the baseball? And like I said, we've seen Major League Baseball adopt some rules mid-season, and we're probably going to see some evolution of that. But I think one of the things that was important for Buck and JR was, are we going to be able to determine once we see a play, we know what the umpire's called on the field. If we go to challenge this, what's New York going to call it? And that's just as important. And last night with the play with Adam Jones, that was our 20th challenge of the year. And we've come back, and 11 of those calls have been overturned. Six of those calls have come back stands, which means that the umpires made the call on the field, but the guys in New York are not going to confirm that that call was right.
Inconclusive in the NFL, they'd say.
And three of them have come back confirmed, but of those three, two of those we knew were going to come back and confirm, but the timing of the game, late in the game, it was a run scoring play, we still had a challenge, it was sensible for us at that point to challenge that.
You're an odds maker at that point. You're saying it makes sense for us to do it, although we know it's probably for not.
You can't take the challenge home with you. If it's a run scoring play, let's make sure that they got the call right.
Where are you during a baseball game?
The best situation and location is certainly here in Baltimore, being at home. I'm literally right down the steps from the dugout. That's where the replay room is set up. It gives us a great opportunity that once the play happens on the field, within 5 seconds or so, John Russell is down there. I have it to a point on the video screen that the play, the part of the play in question, I can reverse it or fast forward it. We can get a good look at it. I explain to JR what I see. He then takes that and makes a determination and gives Buck a signal, hey, yes, we're going to challenge. No, we're not going to challenge because we're not going to get this overturned. Or, hey, Buck, guess what? It's inconclusive. There's a chance. Could go either way. It's up to you, whatever you want to do.
So we all see managers now do this big stall job out there. How long is it for you to make that determination? Even when you see a replay, the first time you see it, it's still not necessarily, it takes several, maybe.
Well, I think the great thing about Buck and JR is they're so dedicated to the appearance of the game and the way they go about things. Buck doesn't really stroll anywhere. Buck always walks with a purpose. And a lot of the times he's jogging out there, which makes my job tougher because I need to find in a very timely fashion the answer that he wants to hear. So in my mind, I think it takes like 3 or 4 seconds. It's probably 15 to 20 seconds. But I think the most it's ever taken us is maybe 20 to 25 seconds to get a good look at something and then be able to relay that information to JR and Buck for them to make the ultimate decision whether or not they want to challenge something. But it all happens in a very timely fashion.
Adam Gladstone, Orioles Instant Replay Coordinator, is with us here on WBAL. And Adam, again, it was hard to foresee what this would be like. I certainly, in my mind, did not think about the managers coming out, the stalling of that. I didn't see that coming in this. I had an idea what it would be like, the way it was described, the rules. We saw a little in spring training. Is this what you thought it would be, the process and the job?
Yeah, I mean, it was I really went into it with my eyes open, and I didn't have any preconceived notions. I knew that whatever this turned into be, I wanted to be someone that Buck and JR and the rest of the coaching staff and the players could rely on. And I think that we've done a pretty good job of being able to give Buck and JR, the coaches and the players, the right answers and maybe have a better understanding of why calls are made. And, you know, we've gotten to this point, knock on wood, you know, Buck hasn't been ejected yet this year. And that's certainly saving him some money.
I somewhat miss that, by the way.
You know, I think everybody does. I think we all do. And I've seen him constrain himself, but there's ways now where he might have gotten run based on a play that happened before this year, but now we have the ability to say, hey, look, even though we all in our hearts want that, you know, Adam Jones to be safe at first base last night, here's why he was called out. Here's why we're not going to win that argument.
How frustrated were you in that moment when it came back from New York?
You know what? We saw the play. We knew that he was safe, but you can also understand, because the call was made that he was out, why they were not going to overturn it, because there was a part of that play that maybe he got tagged. There was no clear tag, but that's what they went with. And you knew going into whatever we are, 107, 108 games into this, now some of the calls are being consistent. Look, we're always going to get that call that just makes you scratch your head. Last night was one of those, but you can understand better where they're coming from.
Going back to the other things that you do, because you are very involved, I always see you in the clubhouse, I always see you out in the field before the game, helping players out. Tell me some of the other duties that you have with the club.
I mean, whatever they want. I mean, we've talked about it growing up here in Baltimore. You know, just now with Chris Davis getting back on the field after three nights, you know, if I'm catching a couple ground balls that he throws over to first base, or helping Bobby Dickerson with Steve Pierce the last couple days, you know, I'm going to do that. You know, I've thrown a little bit of BP to these guys. My arm's nowhere in shape that these guys are, but maybe that'll evolve into something like that. Whatever I can be, if I'm going to be here. And what it does also, it helps me because during batting practice, I'm behind the cage. I never want to lose that feeling of what it sounds like when the ball's hitting the bat. I'm always in between innings checking the flag to see which way the wind's blowing. I mean, if that can help us in any situation, I want to be prepared for that.
You mentioned you're from Baltimore. You grew up an Orioles fan. You played baseball in high school here locally at Boys Latin. I know things have changed over time because you've been involved in so many components of professional baseball, but this has to be pretty cool. You're wearing essentially Orioles gear every day and you're showing up to work at Camden Yards.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that you know, I've got a great wife at home that born and raised here in Baltimore, works at Under Armour. She's been there for over 12 years. We have two young kids. We have a six-year-old boy and a one-year-old girl. My six-year-old, when I first got the job, didn't understand how much time it was going to take away from being home. But he also, I heard him saying to some friends and family, hey, you know what, my daddy's dream came true. And I think any kid growing up in Baltimore that's an Oriole fan, and let's not kid ourselves, you get an
opportunity. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you get a chance to work for, not only you get a chance to work in Major League Baseball after working for so many years at the minor league level, but you have to do it 15 minutes from where you grow up and with a team that you grew up rooting for, there's no question. Now, that's all well and good. Come 7:05, all those feelings go aside, and you know, you got a job to do, so you compress everything because my ultimate responsibility is to be able to give Buck the decisions some insight as to some decisions so he can make the final decision.
It's really a great story. Adam, thank you so much. We'll catch up again. I would love to catch up with you after the season, maybe get you in studio sometime and kind of relive the season that was from your vantage point, a really unique one.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Adam Gladstone. We'll come back with more next year on BAL.